This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. One of the questions that still surrounds the Dallas shooting is the use of police tactics. In a never-before-seen measure, Dallas police negotiators used a robot armed with a bomb to end a prolonged standoff with a shooter. So was that action legal? And what could it mean for future police actions? Here to give us some insight is Philip Lyons, Dean of the College of Criminal Justice at Sam Houston State University. Thanks so much for your time.
Sure.
So what's different about using a robot with a bomb than just ambushing a suspect and killing with bullets?
Well, it is unprecedented. Mm-hmm. The police have used bombs at least on one other occasion that I'm aware of, but didn't do it remotely through the use of a robot. In 1985, the Philadelphia Police Department dropped a bomb on a home and killed the perpetrators that they were after, as well as some children. This was the MOVE organization that they were bombing. Philadelphia PD had been engaged in an active firefight with the occupants of that home for quite some time and ultimately decided to drop a bomb from above on the residents. That house exploded and other houses in the neighborhood caught on fire. It was a primarily African-American neighborhood where tensions already were high. And as you might imagine, bombing the neighborhood proved to be a bit of a public relations problem for the police. Mm. I think one of the chief concerns is going to be the optics. I think it's going to be perceived by many people as a step toward greater militarization of the police and may intensify the view that some people have that the police are at war with them.
I know that there's also there was the use of an aerial drone in a hunt for the man that began targeting LA police officers back in 2003. Could this open the door for more everyday use?
Well, I think we're going to probably have to have some conversations around that possibility. Obviously, technology is advancing, and sometimes the law and policy and practice struggle to keep up with that in ways that are acceptable to the communities that we serve.
You mentioned the law there. Legally, is using a robot to deliver a bomb to kill a suspect something that the police are allowed to do?
Well, I don't know. Because it's unprecedented, I think ultimately that may be a question for the courts to answer. I believe that in this case, it will probably turn on the Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which prohibits unreasonable searches and seizures. I think that the courts would probably construe the shooter to have been in constructive custody. That is, even though he was not physically in the custody of the police, his freedom of movement was so restricted. And whenever someone is in police custody, constructive or actual, the police have to behave reasonably. And so I think the question would be whether detonating a bomb to kill someone under these circumstances would be reasonable under the Fourth Amendment.
So could you see legal challenges coming from this, and who might file a lawsuit?
I suppose family members of the decedent would be in a position to file a lawsuit. Mm-hmm. But I certainly could see that there may be some legal challenges to this maneuver.
So obviously, there are lots of considerations police might need to think of before considering deploying such a weapon as a robot armed with a bomb. What are a few that kind of stick out to you?
Well, again, I think a lot of this does boil down to perceptions. I can certainly see why the police are motivated to do that. Obviously, police officers were in harm's way, so I'm sure the decision was made on the basis of trying to minimize the exposure of officers to danger. There are, however, other considerations. I can't help but notice that the only two times in American policing history that bombs have been deployed have both been deployed against African Americans, even though African Americans are only 12% of the population. And if this is going to fuel those feelings further, might it be the case that the short-term benefits of minimizing harm to officers may be offset by even greater long-term consequences as other people may decide to take up arms against police?
Philip Lyons is Dean of the College of Criminal Justice at Sam Houston State University. Thanks again for your time.
Absolutely.